What is God's glory? He glories in being the Savior of sinners. His glory is making peace for us in Christ. That's why He does not wait for us to worship Him. Christmas really is not the story of the little drummer boy trying desperately to come up with a gift to please the king, boasting that when the time came, he played his best for him. Christmas is the story of dark, dirty, sleepy shepherds who are probably playing more cards than offering up prayers or practicing their drumming just in case God might have shown up. And still, God comes to them. He sends his angels out to announce his own glory. And the glory is this: unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He is the good news which shall be for all people. The angels do not tell the shepherds to go and bow the knee and bring their gifts and their drums, their tribute for the newborn king. If anything, it is that king, or at least his parents, who are the one paying the taxes. But go and see, the angels say. Rejoice, be glad. For the Lord, with his legions of heavenly hosts, has come to wage peace, come to shed his own blood, come to show goodwill to those who showed him none. And that is what he considers his glory: to be the forgiver, to be the Savior, the rescuer of sinners. And he has his angels announce it with these words: to God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Christians have been singing this song ever since, at every divine service. We announce what was first announced to us: that God's glory is to make peace for us in Christ. And our chief worship is to believe this. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God is a man. This is the mystery of the incarnation, the enfleshment of God. He became a man for you. God became what he redeemed. He partook of the same flesh and blood that we are, we his creation have. And he did it that through death he might destroy death and deliver us. Now, it's easy to be angry at God, to look at what our flesh and blood endures and to scream out that he is not fair. If God were really a God of goodwill, then this evil and this suffering wouldn't befall us, we want to say. Mostly, that's to distract, though, from our own corrupt will. But here is where we would be most wrong, actually, and why the incarnation both corrects us here and then comforts us. God does know. God is like us in every way, suffering, being tempted, and yet without sin, in order to help those who are being tempted, in order to make atonement for our sins by his truly innocent death, in order to take us to himself as brothers, and to take us to his Father as children. And so he had to be made like us in every way. That is the incarnation. And in so doing, he greatly honored us all. The incarnation is not only an event that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. It's also a lasting reality. God is man. The God-man Jesus continues to be our reconciliation. He is at the Father's right hand, elevating our human nature to God's own majesty. And he is present for us with all of the fullness of God dwelling bodily for us in the bread and the wine. God is man, man to deliver. And his Son now is one with our blood forever. Adam named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living. Well, all living are sellouts from God. They're sold out to sin. Property of that old serpent, the one who crawls around on his belly, devouring the dust of the earth, and dust we are. Because of our sin's corruption, also to dust we shall return. In Adam, all sinned, and death came into the world through him, spreading to all. But just so in Christ, the second and the new Adam, all are made alive. All are justified by his grace as a gift through Jesus Christ, whom God set forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. All he comes to ransom. The glad tidings of great joy are for all people. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, making peace by the blood of his cross. He has paid the price. He has restored a right relationship with the Father, and so there is peace between heaven and earth, goodwill restored to men. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. And therefore, since he is born to die in your place and in my place, since he comes all to ransom, by all be he adored. Let everyone hear today, hear this word and promise from God and take it to heart. Be reconciled to God. Believe it. Jesus Christ was born to die in your place, born to be your ransom. Merry Christmas.